Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This has been a hell of a year, to say the least. And I don't know if that's the right tune for it. 2025 has just been something. And I don't know what the something is.
Well, I got a few choice words, but I don't know them. I should say those. So I'll keep them to myself.
Oh, you can let them out, girl. Because if you ain't figured it out, thank you all for tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. This will be the last podcast episode for 2025. Mm-hmm. And I guess we just going to have to go out with a fucking bang.
Listen, I was going to say something, but it kind of seems superstitious. I'm like, I've never been so excited to see the closeout of a year, only because I know ain't no way in hell that next year will be anything similar to it. I just won't have it.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
I won't have it.
If y'all ain't figured out, it's Michael with.
Oh, it's Tatiana.
Hey, yo, thank y'all for once again tuning to the Lunch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. Yes, we are ranting and raving on this Watch for the Hook Wednesday.
2025.
And you can always check us out on Apple, Spotify, shit, all the mother damn platforms. Sometimes, folks, you know, you just crying. Last year, at the end of last year, I was telling Ms. Parker, said Ms. Parker, 2025 going to be that year to come up. Mm-hmm. And as 2025 is ringing out, I had to remind myself, damn, I need to be a little bit more specific. About what I meant when I'm making a declaration for the upcoming year.
Yes.
You know, some people give out the New Year's resolutions and all that shit. I'm just saying, I need 2026.
New Year, new year. No. At least, and I'll go another rant about that. I'm just so not ready to see the new gym bodies.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
We'll be going by February 14th.
Yeah, but, you know, us, man, you know, I was telling Ms. Parker in 2024, you know, we put the work in, worked the hard. The fruit come from the root, as they say. And I was just like, fruit of 25 couldn't have came from the root that we placed in 24 or 22 or 23, because those roots were tough, man. I thought we put in some deep roots. And
some good roots?
Good roots.
We need some rotten roots.
Fertile soil. We did the fertilizing. We did the nurturing. And the crop was spoiled this year. To say the least, the crop was spoiled.
I thought that was bad. Like you said, it's spoiled.
It was spoiled. I mean, the fruit was terrible. It was rotten.
Rotten.
I mean, it was just, I mean, God damn. Just, I mean, that's how you just, and we're not the only ones. And looking at just how the world has spun on its axis in 25. It has just been a fucking good show. From beginning to damn near.
And I still got a few days left, you know. Well,
yeah.
There's still a few days left, so.
Hoping it's going to end better.
Than it started.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to look at it. You know, the world was not the same going out of 25 as it came in. You know, it's a bunch of political nonsense. But just for small business owners or just people that's just trying to survive.
Right.
The survival route has changed. The survival tactics have changed.
Agreed.
And the problem is, survival is not where most people want to be. They want to be thriving.
Yeah, survival is making it.
Survival's at the end. Like, you're
You're still hanging on.
Like,
Like,
tell me, white knuckle kicking.
yeah, my fingertips. They're blue, white, purple, whatever color means blood flow has damn near stopped.
And it shouldn't be like that.
It should.
But we're sitting around trying to figure out how to make 26 better than 25. And you're like, okay, what did I do? Or it's just, you're just a business owner or just a person in general. You're like, what can I do in 26 that I did not do in 25 or I was not capable of doing in 25? Mm-hmm. Where do I get this? Where do I find what I need? Is that even available?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like a lot of people are like, kind of like you, like, is there availability?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go? Because you're sitting up here and you're like, all right, so I'm claiming it right now. I'm being pacific. 2026 will be the year of completion for us.
Hold on. Let me get even more pacific. Early 2026. Not first half of 2026. I'm talking about like Q1 2026. 90 day 2026, right?
Yes.
Let me get extra pacific.
Justify
90 day 2026. That's what I'm talking about.
Completion.
I need some things to change for the better.
These things done.
Done. Done.
With a bow on it.
Yeah.
Wrapped up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Late
Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Early Christmas gift. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Bonus.
Yeah. We need that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. You like. Some things got to wrap it up.
Yeah, like, not no 2026. I ain't gonna be talking in December 1 of 2026. Yeah. No. I need Q1 90 day type of stuff.
Wrapped up.
Done.
Delivered.
Be good.
So you can pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah. Or just move along.
Yeah, because you got other things you want to get to.
That new.
Well, life be life.
Before I hit half a century.
Well, you got a few years.
I got like 2 decades before that happened. I got like a lot of years. A lot of years. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, you just 25.
Mm-hmm.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
But like they say, time waits for nobody.
It does not. And I'm going to be quiet.
But we calling time out. Mm-hmm. Not calling time out as a stop.
Yeah.
We calling time out as we saying.
You've been notified.
Motherfuckers is on notice.
Yeah, you on notice.
You on notice. This shit done.
You on notice.
It has been called.
Yeah. That's it right there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for 2026, there are a lot of people that are like, all right, how do I fix it? Is there a way to fix it? Is there someone that can help me? How do I find the answers to the questions or find the question to the feeling that I have that I have not developed the question for?
Right.
Now, some people are afraid to ask for help. They're like, my pride is too big, or I have not developed the ask yet.
Right.
We know the ask. The ask is, how do we get done?
Right. How do you move on?
Yes.
How do you proceed forward? How do you process? What's your process? Can we just go?
Completion.
Can we just go?
Can we be like Monopoly and pass go and collect $200?
Can we seriously just go?
Man, I'm just ready to go.
Ready to go.
Forward. Just moving forward.
Yeah.
Not stuck in this transitional phase of still processing. Still analyzing, still hoping, still asking, still requesting. All those things. Looking forward to moving on and saying it's done.
Yeah. Yep.
That sounds good. We're finally done.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to hear that phrase.
Yeah.
Especially when they're doing projects or doing something that has a start.
Yeah.
Beginning, the middle, halfway point, and a completion, and a end.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn around and they say, We did that.
Right.
And that's what somebody's, that's just what you're looking for. But 2026, we're looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
Who turn around and say, whew, we finally got that done.
Right.
And just be like,
right. It'll be nice to be around to see it. Like,
he said around to see. I mean, yeah, nobody, it's nobody knows what it holds, but yeah. I mean,
and it'd be nice to be around to see it.
Yeah, I mean, nobody knows what the future holds.
Right.
That's why today is called the present. You know, it's a gift. That's all you get.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is not foreshadowed or foreseen.
Right.
You just got right now. And so, you know, that's all you just want to talk to y'all about today. You know, not going to go in no long, drawn out thing, you know. 25 has been a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's think about it.
You can almost say 25 has been that year. But sometimes if you place the emphasis on that, it could be like, could mean extra positive or extra negative, right?
Yeah. I mean, just think about it. We are a quarter into this century.
Yes, we are.
I mean, if you just look at it, one fourth into a century.
Right.
And you're like, think back on it, you're like, damn, what was I doing 25 years ago?
I know what I was doing.
You was in college.
No, I wasn't. Oh my gosh, I was in high school.
That's right. I forgot. I'm a year ahead of you.
You a lot of years ahead of me.
You just 25. I could have said you were just born.
You're just so funny. You're just so funny. You're going to end 2025 on a real bang.
Kind of like how I started going.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Hell, I might have taken a bang. I think it was a dud. It was a wet firecracker.
Man, yeah, you saw the firecrackers. I'm gonna tell you this. I saw this video the other day, man.
Oh gosh.
It was a guy in New York holding some type of firecracker. People.
Oh gosh.
If a firecracker has a stem and you have to hold it to light it, what? Don't do it.
Wait, hold on, what?
Yeah. He lost most of his left hand.
Wait.
Yeah.
He lit the stem while he was holding it?
Yeah.
Was he trying to light it and then quick throw it?
I don't know. It didn't happen. Mm. By the time he lit it and tried to motion and move, it blew up in his left hand. He lost most of that hand. And I'm just like,
why would you watch that? That's so morbid.
I don't know. It was just,
who the hell puts that out there to be seen?
Who keeps holding firecrackers after 15,000 people have had their hands,
after
faces, ears, noses?
After a quarter of a century. I've been seeing these videos.
Been seeing this stuff.
I mean, you're supposed to hold sparklers, right? I mean, there's no real light factor.
Yeah, but still,
to a sparkler.
He was holding basically an explosive device in his hand.
He didn't throw it in enough time.
There was not. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you from what I saw, he was lit,
yeah,
blown in his hand in like a second.
Let's keep it a buck. If when did this happen?
I don't know, y'all saw it like last week.
No. I mean, listen, at that point, the firecrackers are, you know, the fresh ones are at least 6 months old.
Yeah.
So there's no telling what has happened, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, it's just safety things. Like,
a stupidity.
If you're going to light it, leave, don't put it in your damn hand.
But this is the thing. If it was on the ground and you lit it, would you have had enough time to get away before it maybe splattered in your face, or
it wouldn't have been in his hand?
Well, is his eyesight better than his hand?
I don't know.
I'm like, at this point, it sounds like it was just a straight up malfunction.
Like I said, me, I would never be taking a chance.
Nope. We digress.
Yeah.
That's 2025.
It blew up in your hand. That's exactly what 25 is. Burn the stuff on the earth. The motherfucker blew up in your hand. We got to it, folks.
2025
blew up in your fucking hand. There it is, people. You got it. God damn it, we got there.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
2025 was a year that blew up in your fucking hand.
The year the hand blew up, the blew ups in your hand.
Yeah, it all went to shit in your hand, literally.
Oh my God.
You
are awful for
that. I knew you were going to get somewhere with that. I knew it was gonna go somewhere.
You say you were tired of riding the back of that dog.
You the monkey on the back of a
Yeah.
dog and you just hanging on for dear life.
Damn monkey on the back of that dog. The damn dog running. It's like, we should stop. We watch way too much TV. When we have
I
time.
know it's a business owner. You feel like that. You
Yeah.
it's alone for the fucking round.
All you need is some symbols in your hand. What is the monkey?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Now the crazy thing is, the movie that came out this year, when that monkey played that tune, somebody died.
Oh. Oh yeah. I
Don't.
went morbid and didn't even realize it.
Yeah, that monkey played and
And
somebody got
yeah,
guilt.
I went morbid and didn't realize it. My bad.
But hey, for 2025, appreciate you blowing up in our hand.
Yeah, few.
2026, you will be the year of completion.
90 day.
We'll catch y'all next time. Happy New Year.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.